Trey Wingo coming up here in just a moment from ESPN. Which game do you think, I think I already know the answer, but which game do you think does bigger ratings tonight? Houston, Rays, Game 5, or New England, New York, Week 6 of the NFL?
I feel like it's going to be the football game. Don't you?
I think it'll be the football game and potentially double the ratings. Maybe more than that. It just, it's not even close. Like, football is always way bigger ratings.
Well, what's the pie going to look like in your house?
I'll go Leaf game one.
No, but like percentage. 75% for the Leaf game?
I'm going to have to watch the majority of the Leaf game, unless it gets carried away.
Which it probably
or won't. Something. Like, the football game I'm not that into because I don't see it being a game tonight.
No.
Like, I can't picture New York with
turn
all their
football
injuries.
Game off after halftime.
Yeah. I think it's over tonight. I can't picture New York having any shot against New England. So it's going to be pretty much hockey baseball for me. And baseball, unless things get carried away, and we learned that lesson yesterday in the Atlanta game, you know, you blink, you miss something, and it might be over. But I'm anticipating, you know, both pitchers to be pretty hot early. I think a closer game, once that gets into the fifth, sixth, seventh innings, then you got to be invested in that.
Well, and then the hockey game will be over.
Probably, perfect. Yeah. It should nice. Time up perfectly.
Yeah.
That would be ideal. Yeah, that's probably for me. Like, you guys, you're at the game, so you don't have a choice.
I'm not writing tonight. I can just dart home and...
So why do you have to be down there?
Because I want to watch.
Yeah, that's fine.
I live downtown. Thanks. If I can go to the game, like, why would I watch on my couch if I can just watch in the building?
Got to get to the Leaf game. Not even working, but
no, I'm
get
working.
There.
Yeah,
I'm
why are you leaving early
tonight.
Here? Why are you leaving at 6:20 if you're not even writing tonight?
I still need to be at the game. I'm going to write
though?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, but what are you going to write about the first 5 minutes of the first period? Is that your big?
Do you want
piece?
Me to stay?
No, I have no problem with you leaving. It's not my call. I assumed. You
maybe
were
not tell us the next time that you're
what?
Not even writing tonight.
You're going down effectively
no, so,
as a fan.
No, I'm not. No, because I'll get a story for tomorrow.
That's like me leaving the last 10 minutes to say,
listen, you're not one who can talk.
I'm going to do a TV hit, and then I come back. No, I just actually went and tooted around the building.
Yeah, blowing darts outside.
Yeah, anything.
You
just
should do
wandering
that.
Around.
It's a great idea.
That is an infraction.
Why? I'm still working.
No, you're not.
What am
fan.
I doing here?
You're
do I have a
fan.
Ticket?
You're up in the media press box, but you're not working.
No, that's a low blow to the show.
Yeah, that is a gutless jab at the boys. All right, football game tonight, which again, I think will do double the ratings down in the States. Maybe more than that than Game 5 of the ALDS down in Houston. He is the co-host of the Golic and Wingo show on ESPN Radio. You see him on ESPN all the time. Hosting the coverage at the draft, which was in Nashville this year.
Had a few good nights with this man at the Jimmy V golf tournament.
Is that
back
right?
In the day. Oh, yeah.
Okay, here's Trey Wingo. What's up, Trey?
Oh, those were good days.
Everyone says those that comes on here. Is it cool as
the karaoke nights on the Sunday?
Those were very good days, and we'll just leave it at that. By the way, I have a you know, cross-continental question, a cross-country question here. Who said they were tooting around the building?
That was the O-Dog.
Yeah.
Okay, because that has a different connotation in the States. So when you say you're tooting around the building, what exactly are we talking about?
Just wandering or like tooting around, like just
okay. Wasting time.
Wasting time. What is the American version of that?
Well, there are many things, but technically it could mean you're just out there passing gas left and right. So.
Well, you could have been killing two birds with one stone.
You never know.
Listen, the more you can do, the longer they'll let you stay, which I respect.
That's right. That's a true sign of security. When you're just leaking in studio, and they're like, "Man, it's okay. You can stick around. It's all good.
We've gone off to an odd start."
Yeah, well, that's usually how we roll up here, Trey. What are you expecting tonight? Bigger ratings, the football game or the baseball game?
You know, probably the baseball game, but this is not the greatest matchup. I mean, the football game, sorry. This is not the greatest matchup. I mean, it's so stacked against the Giants. You know, Belichick has won 18 straight games against first or second-year quarterbacks. Daniel Jones is a rookie. They won 15 straight in Foxborough. He doesn't have his two best running backs, his best wide receiver, and his best tight end. Go get him, kid. You know, I mean, this is not going to... If Daniel Jones just doesn't completely destroy himself and throws maybe a touchdown pass, which, by the way, the Patriots haven't given up in five games. Only one of six teams to ever do that through the first five games of the season since the merger. I would consider that a victory, because the odds of them actually winning, I don't know there's an amount of money I would, or odds I would take on them actually winning the game.
Yeah, I was trying to put that into perspective myself. Like, what would be considered a success for Daniel Jones? And you just said it, if he survives.
Covering the spread, which is 17, and that's the highest underdog total in the history of the Giants franchise, which has been around for a while, by the way.
What was the spread when the Pats were 18-0? Like in that Super Bowl?
Going into that last week of the season or the Super Bowl?
No, the Super Bowl. Was it 14, you said? Yeah, I think.
It was around double digits. Yeah, but let me tell you something. This Giants team ain't that Giants team.
No kidding.
There is a world of difference.
With Trey Wingo from ESPN, ESPN Radio. In terms of the Pats, you just mentioned those details about their defense. Historical start to the season, but they have played terrible teams. And they got another terrible game tonight. I think they got the Jets next week before they hit the bye. Are they this good? I mean, how do you put into perspective how good New England's actually been playing?
You know, that's a great question, because the one team they played that was legitimate was Buffalo, and Buffalo, you know, held them. Buffalo held their own, and then they ended up doing Buffalo things, you know, a couple of YOLO interceptions from Josh Allen, which you can't do, and just a couple of mistakes, but they were in that game from start to finish. It's really interesting, right, because if you look at the way Bill Belichick has put this team together, I think he knows what his team is, and he knows what they're not. And when I say that, I think he knows they have to win with defense in a running game, because for whatever Tom Brady has been, I don't think he's that anymore. And that's not a bad thing, because we're talking about the guy who was arguably the greatest quarterback we've ever seen play. But if you look at the way they're winning, go back to the Super Bowl, go back to the AFC Championship game or the playoff game against the Chargers. What did they do? They ran the ball. They gashed people up front and occasionally sprinkled in the throws. And you'll see games like Pittsburgh week one where Tom Brady went off. And in the second half against Washington, they finally got going and gets over 300 yards. But they're not going to be an aerial circus. They're going to be a ground-and-pound team, which I'm sure some Patriots fans take umbrage with, because that was the Jets' mantra when Rex Ryan was there. But for them to win consistently, I think that's the way they're going to do it.
Trey, what's your take on Jalen Ramsey and his situation down in Jacksonville? All of a sudden, I think they said he was healthy. I think he's kind of been healthy the whole time, hasn't he? And apparently a heart-to-heart meeting with the owner, and they're all on board now. What's your take on this whole situation?
Well, I mean, they're all on board unless he doesn't get paid, right? I mean, I think that Jalen feels very disrespected, and so many – I mean, he showed up for – training camp in a Brinks truck, right, with the Twitter comedian Ha Ha Davis. That's an indication of where he's at mentally about he wants to get paid, and he should, rightfully so. I mean, there are very few cornerbacks in this league and in this day and age of football you can say that guy can shut somebody down, and he can do it. You know, the difference in when he's been on the field and when he hasn't been on the field over the last four games last year as opposed to this year, it's a remarkable turn. And look, I think they're on board for now. But this isn't going to get any better until either he gets his contract or he gets out of there. So, I mean, they can say whatever they want. And obviously they're trying to put on a good face, and maybe they're doing that to try and jack down the trade value, because the trade value for him would be through the roof. He's that good. There's not a team in the NFL that wouldn't say, we want him because we're going to instantly be better. The question is, if it's going to be continue to be a really sensitive situation, how much are they willing to put up with that in Jacksonville? And Chad Khan has said he's willing to put up with it, so we'll see.
Have you seen anything dumber in your life than Richard Sherman complaining about not getting a handshake and then admitting that they did shake hands and then saying he's going to try to connect with Baker Mayfield and apologize for the whole ordeal? I mean, aren't these grown men? It's ridiculous.
As we're having this conversation, I'm standing on the campus of the University of Notre Dame because we're doing our show tomorrow here. And I do remember an invisible girlfriend. So, yeah, I'm going to say I've seen something a little dumber.
Very true.
But, yeah, but I will say this, though. And look, I will admit to personal bias because I consider Richard a friend and we talk a lot. I don't think it's as cut and dry as, oh, he lied and made this thing up. Look, if you've ever seen Richard before a game or after him, go back to the infamous Michael Crabtree incident the 2013 NFC Championship game. Okay, he's in a different place. I mean, he's not all there, you know? And I think he might have seen something or perceived something, and in that warrior's mentality spirit, he's like, oh, that's what happened? Fine. that's one of the things I'm going to use. Now, I'm not excusing him not being truthful or making or not being completely straight, but I'll give him some credit for saying, yeah, I totally screwed that up, and I'm going to reach out to him. So I've seen much dumber crap, trust me on this one, but this one is a little ridiculous. I thought Baker's response was perfect. Finally, the camera was on me once for something good.
Yeah, that was actually exactly what he had to say, because, right. You know, everyone's got a different viewpoint on Mayfield, and I guess I'll pose that to you. Where do you land on the love-hate meter when it comes to Baker?
Well, yeah, I don't love him and I don't hate him. I think that he's a guy who is exactly what Cleveland wanted in terms of being their spirit animal. But there's still a lot of work in progress. You know, when he was coming out, my biggest concern for Baker was he's built like Russell Wilson in terms of his stockiness, but Russell runs a 4.5 and Baker ran a 4.9. And you always say, well, why do you need a 40 time for a quarterback? Well, if you're trying to get away from people trying to kill you, those 4/100ths of a second or 4/10ths of a second make a huge difference. And that's why you see Russell being able to do the things he was able to do on Thursday Night Football against the Rams in what may have been the greatest game he's ever played of his career. And Baker really struggling with, I mean, size is an ability in the NFL. And when you have big, long pass rushers, a guy with Baker's height challenges and not the elusiveness of a Kyler Murray or a Lamar Jackson or a Russell Wilson, he's going to struggle in those situations.
He is the host of Golic and Wingo on ESPN Radio. They're going to be in Notre Dame tomorrow. I'm sure Mike's going to be ecstatic about that. I mean, how do you counter? He's going to be all over the Notre Dame stuff, right?
Yeah, listen, if I could show up with earmuffs, I would, but that's problematic for listening to people on a radio show. But yeah, it's going to be the longest 4 hours of my life, there's no question.
Good luck with that, and we appreciate you doing this afternoon. Thank you, Trey.
You got it, guys. Take care.
There's Trey Wingo from ESPN and ESPN Radio.